USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. House Republicans are ramping up their investigation into purported censorship on social media. Lawmakers on the House Oversight Committee heard from former Twitter content manager Monica Navarroli, who told them rank-and-file Twitter employees were being asked to moderate more information than they ever could possibly have done.
After the U.S. assassinated an Iranian general and the U.S. president decided to justify it on Twitter, management literally instructed me and my team to make sure that World War III did not start on the platform.
Republicans accused Twitter of colluding with the FBI to bury a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop just prior to the 2020 presidential election. Democratic committee member Jamie Raskin says it would have been Twitter's right to do that.
If it makes such tweets mentioning New York Post never see the light of day, it can do that.
Twitter took action against the story over concerns of hacking. The United States still critical of China after it launched that surveillance balloon over the U.S.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is not mincing words when it comes to his thoughts on China and their surveillance balloon.
This was an irresponsible act, in response to which we acted responsibly and prudently to protect our interests.
He said their actions violated international law. The U.S. shot the balloon down last Saturday off the coast of the Carolinas.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria now stands at more than 12,000. President Biden is making the case that his economic agenda is creating good-paying union jobs. While speaking to union workers in Wisconsin,
we're building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
At the same time, in recent days, even as job growth has remained strong nationwide, several major companies, including Disney, have announced large waves of layoffs impacting thousands of jobs. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
A police officer in Philadelphia is critically injured after being shot Wednesday afternoon.
The family is just asking for you to keep him in your thoughts and prayers. We are asking the same. And obviously they just want, you know, a little time for themselves just to be able to process all this. It's not normal.
Authorities say two officers pulled over a vehicle before a struggle ensued between a passenger and one of the officers. Shots were fired. The injured cop was taken to a local hospital by his partner. The uninjured officer returned fire after the shooting. But it's unknown if the suspects were hit. They fled the scene. The proposed merger between Microsoft and Blizzard has hit an obstacle overseas.
United Kingdom antitrust regulators announced the proposed $75 billion acquisition of online gaming platform Activision Blizzard by Microsoft would hurt UK gamers, delivering another regulatory blow to the deal. That country's Competition and Markets Authority wants both companies to propose ways to ease its concerns. I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is responding to recent attacks from former President Trump. While speaking to reporters today, Republican DeSantis said he spends his time delivering results for his state and not trying to smear other Republicans. The governor's comments in response to multiple posts on Trump's social media app Truth Social, claiming that he was at a party with underage girls during his time as a school teacher. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.